This meeting is now being recorded.
All right, let me go ahead and take a quick roll call. This is Kristen Greenaway at the JC. Judge Oxney?
Yes.
Judge Bremer? Judge Heinrichs?
Here.
Judge Nakamura?
Here.
Judge Riff? Judge Rockwell?
Here.
Judge Wong? All right, and then Ms. Cameron?
Here.
Ms. Carter?
Here.
Ms. Junior? Mr. Kim?
Here.
And who just called in?
Hi, this is Mike Splanet.
Great.
This is Judge Bremer.
Great, thank you. Ms. Turner?
Here.
And Mr. Planick just called in. Ms. Sloan? Is there anyone that joined the call after I started doing roll call or that I didn't call on?
Yes, Judge Bremer.
Great, thank you. Who just joined the call?
Hi, this is Mike Roddy from San Diego joining.
Great. And from the JC, is Leah on the call? Leah Rose Goodwin?
Yeah, I'm here, Kristen.
Great. And Kulan Erdenbatar?
Yes, I am.
And Nicholas Armstrong?
I'm present.
Great, thank you. All right, and before I turn it over to Judge Ox, I want to make sure everybody to mute your lines when you're not speaking and to not put us on hold just to eliminate any background noise. Thank you so much for taking this meeting on short notice, and I will go ahead and turn it over to Judge Oxney to begin.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for doing a quick call and then setting up. I hope everyone can attend the day meeting that's set for the 15th. Quickly, what I would like to say is that I was kind of taken by surprise at the council meeting that there was some concern about our methodology in our that we came up with, and I'll leave it more to Kristen to explain what we think we want to hone in on. But it was the way we had grouped the small courts and the large courts together, and I think there was some concern that maybe we should look at that again. So while we were in discussions and doing our presentation, there was a request or a suggestion that maybe if we took a second look at it, we would be more comfortable with some of our numbers. And so that's where we are. So I will leave it to Kristen to explain the nitty-gritty details of that.
Thank you, Judge Oxney. All right. So first, I just want to begin by stating that at the meeting, overall, the work of the committee was praised. They do feel like the report and the underlying data is good, but what we were asked to do was to perform some additional analysis to ensure that the data properly represented the unique characteristics from the courts of all sizes. So basically, just to take the time over the next few weeks to delve a bit more into looking at the data by cluster, to ensure that we're best representing the small, medium, and large courts. So that's kind of the gist of it. So we will use the next couple weeks to do just that and to look at how we can look at those clusters more closely. And then additionally, there was some work that we...
So this is Sherry Carter. What were the concerns that it mitigated actual differences, because, you know, the clusters were arbitrarily set. My understanding is they were kind of arbitrarily set many, many, many years ago, having more to do with the finance side than the workload side. So what were the concerns? Can you express what they were?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kristen. This is Leah. I'll go ahead and then I might chime in.
Okay, great. I think and if we look at it just as small courts and large courts, that maybe the having it all as one median, that the small courts are masking some of the efficiencies of the larger courts. So to be able to look at that a little bit more closely and make sure those weights are best representing courts of all sizes. So even less maybe about the clusters and looking at the differences between the smaller courts and the larger courts.
So maybe keeping in mind when we do the analysis that the clusters are arbitrary, and they're even in the trial court budget advisory committee side, we're doing a lot of work trying to figure out what these clusters mean and whether cluster two is actually the right cluster, if some of them should go down to one, if some of them could come up to three, because a lot has changed since these clusters were made. So it might be that you need to look at correlations other than just the set clusters. That would be my suggestion, because we're doing a lot of work around that on the finance side, and there doesn't seem to be as many correlations as what we would think, because we've lived with them so long, we think that there's some magic around them, and there's not.
Thank you, Sherry.
And then I have one other comment. Now, I promise I'll be quiet, Judge Elsney. So on the two-judge court, they're always going to have two judges because of their statutory duty to provide services to those areas. Is there really a requirement to include them in the measurement? Because even when their workload is below what the number of judges they have, they're going to be required to have two judges. So one thought would be that you also consider whether they need to be included in the overall or how we look at it, because it's important to see how they grow, because they may move from two to three judges, but I'm not sure that you necessarily need to include them in the overall total that's used, however you carve it for the small courts. And that's my last thought.
That's an excellent point, Sherry. Thank you very much. Yeah.
And this is Judge Hynix. I agree with Sherry. I am, in looking at the numbers, when it shows it's so skewed, I think it misrepresents, or it doesn't highlight how constitutionally each county has two judges. And I think if they were put, we need to see how they grow, because they might get three, but that that if they're then taken out to show that constitutionally they get two, so they're not added into the overall state judges need, because I think then it skews everything. So that's I disagree and want to make that comment.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else have any other questions for either Kristen or Leah or me? All right.
Right.
Another short meeting.
Yeah, so I just wanted to briefly talk about the timeline. So the next couple of weeks, as I stated, we'll be conducting the analysis. We will come back to this committee on August 14th. That'll be an in-person meeting. And then we will draft the report. We'll go to the JC meeting on September 23rd or 24th.
This is Judge Harness again. I one of the things that I think may be important for the council to realize is that, you know, we did the numbers because, and then didn't do anything more than that. And I do think that while some judges may not think they have the efficiency in numbers, that some of that may need to be talked about on how we really can do better. And that these kind of studies can highlight them. Not that they should be, you know, punished and have less judges or any other things. And that, you know, I just think that sometimes the discussion is, you know, this against that, instead of saying, well, how can we draw from some of the efficiencies and really look to them? Because, and I don't want to think it's blasphemy. You know, I'm a medium to small court. You know, cluster two is just, I think, where they put everybody where they didn't fit in very well. Otherwise, if each one of our courts, when we looked at them, because I've looked at cluster two pretty closely, is that we're just very different parts of the state, you know, which imposes additional costs. And so sometimes I think the discussion may not be how this paired out necessarily, but it leads to another issue. And so while I think we need to look at it and certainly be sensitive to it, and if the analysis brings up something we should look at, but it also might bring up something else that the branch or the courts can look at and become, you know, better at what we do. So I don't want it to just be, you know, one thing and not the other, because I think sometimes when you look at one thing, you actually see four or five more things in another area that may make it better or more efficient. So those are just some additional comments.
Thank you. All right, anybody else? Any other questions for Kristen or Leah or myself or about what we're doing, what our next steps are? All right, we'll see you all on August 15th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.